Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, on three, can we just give it one? How about those cheese? One, two, three. How about those cheese?
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. Marks and Reese on a Monday. Andy Reid going back to the Super Bowl. It's John. No Ike today. Joe Giglio in. Hello, Joe.
How we doing, John?
I'll tell you what how I'm doing. I'm not doing any better because Andy Reid won yesterday. I can assure you that.
Wait.
Hey, people are so overboard. The column, I saw Mike Sielski more or less saying, like, you should appreciate Andy Reid. You should be happy for Andy Reid. Yeah, fine. I'm happy for Andy Reid. Do you think that made me feel any better? My kids are sick. I'm at the doctor's today. They didn't sleep again last night. You think I'm like, but you know what? Andy Reid won yesterday, and the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. Today's a good day.
You should be. You should be. You should have that smile on your face. I feel great for Andy Reid, and I do feel better today that Andy's back where he belongs in the top of the NFL. Andy Reid.
All right, good. I mean, I'm glad that you're happy, and it's not that I'm not happy for him. I am. I was watching the game. I was rooting for the Titans because I picked the Titans to win. It was a good game for the first half, at least. But the finger wagging that's going on by some in the Philadelphia media and the fans right now, telling me you're a bad person or you don't appreciate Andy Reid. I appreciate Andy Reid. Andy Reid was a good coach for the Eagles. Let's not go overboard with what he was. He was a good coach, right? And yeah, I can understand some Philadelphia fans that have softer hearts than me that are enjoying this like it's their Super Bowl. I had my Super Bowl 2 years ago. Andy Reid wasn't in it. So he wins one this year as a Chief. Why am I going to feel any better about that? That he was good enough to assemble a roster and to win a Super Bowl, something he couldn't do when he was here in Philadelphia? No. I'm not going to say I'm rooting against him because that wouldn't be accurate. But, like, for me to sit here and have fingers wagged at me like I'm some type of a jerk because I'm not gooey today because Andy Reid is going back to the Super Bowl, I just don't get it.
Well, look, I'm not going to wag a finger at you today, but I'm appreciative of Andy Reid for what he did here, and I want to see him win this thing. Sometimes I think we focus too much on what went wrong when he was here and not enough on what this guy did. I mean, Andy Reid in Philadelphia is one of the most important sports figures we've ever had. He changed the Eagles. Before the Eagles got here, I mean, in the Super Bowl era before Andy arrived, right, with 30-something years of the Super Bowl era before Andy arrived, what were the Eagles? They were one season of Dick Vermeil taking them to the Super Bowl. Other than that, the Eagles were a joke. I mean, they had a nice run under Buddy. They didn't win any playoff games. Mm-hmm. They were a joke. Since Andy arrived, the Eagles have been, and a lot of it's his credit. Now, some of it now belongs to Howie and Doug and these guys. But from the moment Andy got here, the Eagles have been a relevant NFL contender.
Andy Reid did a nice job building this franchise. He did a nice job, but he changed it because this franchise was crap.
Well, yeah, he inherited.
Before he got here.
Inherited garbage, right? And he made it relevant.
Yeah, so he did. He made the team relevant. But what he did in Philadelphia isn't out of the ordinary. What he did in Philadelphia was good. He did a great job. His players love him. Ike loves him. All those guys love him. I get it. There's a reason why. He's a good person. He treats people well. He's a good football coach. Let's not go overboard with what he is. He went to one Super Bowl. How many and lost? How many coaches go to one Super Bowl and lost?
A lot.
A lot. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about Andy Reid because this franchise was so bad? God, he was such a difference changer that they won a Super Bowl after he left, for crying out loud. What are we talking about here? I like Andy Reid. Don't make me root against Andy Reid. And that's what people are doing right now. We're going overboard. We're going overboard, I think, because a lot of people feel bad with how they acted when he was here. I didn't act like that. I didn't hate him for no reason. I didn't hate him because of the times yours. I appreciated Andy Reid. He was a good coach. And then he was gone, and everything was fine. People wagged their finger at me however many years ago when he left. Be careful what you wish for. Andy Reid's a great coach. You never know what you're going to get. You know what you get? You get a new coach. And if the new coach doesn't work out, you get another one. And that's what the Eagles did. They got another head coach, and he won the Super Bowl. So while Chip Kelly crapped out, Doug Peterson won a Super Bowl. 888-729-9494. It's too much. It's too much, Joe Giglio.
Well, here's what I'll say about the Andy thing with Doug. You're right. But guess what? Part of the reason Doug's here is because Andy Reid. Like, the Eagles are still, in essence, a picture of Andy Reid's coaching. Doug Peterson's here because Andy Reid had him, groomed him, and then suggested him to Jeff Lurie. I mean, I also give – like that. Maybe that's part of it, but I think you hit on something there, that there are people out there that are overcorrecting now. That they're people were too harsh on Andy when he was here. And now it's like, you know what, I wouldn't treat him right. Now I hope
you go
for the best. I hope for the best. But look, I am happy for him, and I don't think we're going over. But I think he deserves the love from Philadelphia that he didn't get when he was here.
I mean, Jack Fritz, I'm happy for him. It's great. He's in the Super Bowl. It's well-deserved. That's a really good team he has, by the way. That's a really good quarterback he has. He put together a great roster. I mean, look at the speed on that team. Look at the quarterback. Anybody in the NFL could have had Pat Mahomes. Andy Reid took him.
They traded up to
he
get
traded
him.
Up
they traded
from
up a
27
lot.
Yeah. to 10 to take him. Hey, give him credit for it. He saw what he liked, and he got an unbelievable player. It's not that I'm not trying to give him credit for what he's done in Kansas City, because what he's done in Kansas City, that's a bad franchise too. That's a franchise that hadn't won anything for a long time.
And I think Andy's been better there than he was here. I mean, record-wise, he has.
Oh, no, well, he has been. He's got a better team, right? That team's better than 2004. Maybe we're probably going to talk about that tomorrow, but that offense is unbelievable.
And think about what he took over.
What?
Here was bad. He'll say that tomorrow. Here was bad. When he took the Chiefs to go over, they were 2-14. 2-14.
Right.
And they've won ever since.
Yes, exactly. Now, you had said something pre-show. You called Andy Reid more or less kind of a legend in the city of Philadelphia.
He is.
He's a legend in Philadelphia.
Well, he should be.
Well, see, this is where we go wrong, to where he had a great run here. He was the best coach in franchise history, which not really sure what that's saying, considering the amount of success the modern day Eagles have had. Yes, like I'm giving him credit. The team that they have right now, the organization they have right now in 2020, is more or less the same thing that Andy established when he really gained power here. And that's still how they operate. More or less is how Andy Reid had them operate when he was building the team.
Yeah, the blueprint he laid out.
No doubt about it. Like I'm giving him proper credit, but what are we talking about here? How many NFC Championship games did the Eagles lose? There was one Super Bowl where, by the way, he did a terrible job coaching in the Super Bowl. If he did a better job, maybe they win a Super Bowl. But now I have to go over the top and act like that Andy Reid, I'm so happy for him because that's what we need to do as fans, is be happy for him. I don't need to be happy for him. I don't need to go over the top and act like this is almost the Eagles back in the Super Bowl. I don't need fingers wagging at me by the media and some Eagles fans. 888-729-9494. And you're not going to – you can wag the finger at me today, Joe, if you want
to. If I have to, I will. Five championship games from Andy Reid. The Eagles – like, just call it what it was. The Eagles were a joke when Andy Reid got here. They were a joke of a franchise. In 30-something years of the Super Bowl era, they got to one Super Bowl. I think they won four total playoff games in 30-something years. They were not relevant. And since Andy Reid arrived, they have been – like, you care about the Eagles every year, year in, year out, more than just, I love the Eagles. You care about them because they could win something. Andy established that. And, look, I'm rooting for the guy. I'm glad he's there. And I think he deserves this city behind him. And I think a lot of this city is behind him right now.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like, am I going to root for the 49ers over Andy Reid? Now, I have no interest in rooting for the 49ers. I like the defensive line. Yeah. I don't like Garoppolo. I think Kyle Shanahan's a really good coach. But, like, I don't have a rooting interest in the 49ers. It's not about that. Like, I'm not going to go into this week, I guess, unless people force me to hate Andy Reid and not root for him. And that's where it's trending right now. Because it's like, no, you have to appreciate him. You have to give him his due. I don't have to do anything. All right? Don't tell me how to be a fan, Mike Sielski or whoever else in the media right now that's telling me what I need to do. I already gave Andy Reid his due. Andy Reid was a good coach here. All right? But let's not go overboard with what kind of a coach he was.
He was a great coach here. Great coach. You're going to have a 49ers jersey on by the time this week is over. By the time we get to Super Bowl Sunday,
like boys to men.
You're going to be so fed up, you're going to have a 49ers jersey on.
888-729-9494. Jack Fritz, are you feeling the same way as me? And I know you're probably screening calls, and I can't see you in our new studios because of the...
Yeah. No, I am direct in lockstep with you.
It's annoying. It's annoying.
I don't like being told how I should feel about Andy Reid. I think it's funny watching him just be Andy. And, like, sure, I'm happy he won, but this whole, oh, my gosh, we got to just go. It's like acting like the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Pretty much.
Because Andy Reid made the Super Bowl is insane to me. And I feel like it's just people feeling guilty for how they kind of treated him at the end here. Like, the fire Andy chants. Like, I think it's just a lot of that feeling guilt, and it's coming out in this whole Andy support.
Part of
train.
It is sure, yeah. But I mean, honestly, I feel good. Part of me feels good that fans are behind him and supporting him because he did a good thing here in Philadelphia. It's fine. I'm fine with Eagles fans and whoever rooting for Andy Reid. But it's when they say that and then they turn and they look and they're like, and you need to root for him too, or you're a bad person, or you have issues. This is about you. This isn't about Andy Reid. No, it's not about me, all right? It's definitely not about me. Andy Reid's a good coach. I don't need to be over the top, as we're asking on Twitter, going overboard with the Andy support. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville, online, marks-jewelers.com. If you're getting engaged in 2020, that's the place to go. Is Philadelphia going overboard with the Andy support? Yes or no? Julio voted no. I voted yes. And right now, no, it's 74% right now, Joe.
See, the people get it. The people get it. They know he deserves the love, and he's getting it right now.
And you called him a Philly legend. That's ridiculous.
He is.
Nick Foles is a Philly legend. He won a championship.
He's the greatest coach in Eagles history.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You're not putting a statue up of him. I had the same argument with Adam Schefter when he left. Adam Schefter went on the air. He said that Andy Reid's a Philadelphia legend, and he gets a statue and everything else. And then he came on the air, and I'm like, yeah, you said that he's a Philly legend. And Schefter got all mad and tried to tell me what it was like. And it's like, no. Everybody just relax.
Yeah,
everybody
I wouldn't go
just
so far
relax.
As the statue, but he's a Philly legend. For me, Andy Reid's a Philly legend. Greatest coach in Eagles history.
729-9494. It's Marks and Reese with Joe Giglio in for Ike. Lot to do today. Big giveaway that we have coming up in a 5 o'clock hour, which we'll tell you about. But we'll start with you on the phones. Coming up next, it's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Fired up. Fired up to go to Miami. Need to get on a diet so I can fit in my clothes so we can go do our thing.
There he is. We knew it was coming. The fat joke, Andy Reid. That's why people like him. He can poke fun at his own weight.
And he's got a couple weeks to drop a couple pounds before he gets there, at least a week.
He's not going to – we doubt he's dropping any weight.
Well, his reaction yesterday was he's going to go get a cheeseburger after the game. He's not dropping any weight.
He is not, no. No, I would not not expect him to. But it's been a while since his last time in the Super Bowl, but 15 years, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, pretty remarkable how he was able to go to the Chiefs and turn that franchise around. As Pudge sent me a message on Twitter and said he's a Hall of Fame coach. He is a Hall of Fame coach. And when he's done coaching, he's going to be – I mean, how high on the list, Joe? If he averages 9 or 10 wins, just say for 6 or 7 years, he's in the top 3.
He's 7th all-time now in wins, 207. So he's 61, 62 years old.
Right.
Yeah, if he gets to the upper 200s, I mean, there's not going to be more than a few over him.
A couple over him, right.
Belichick, Shula – not many. I mean, he's up there all time.
All right, I mean, don't make a mistake about it. Like, I'm not trying to marginalize how if he's a Hall of Fame coach or anything like that. He's a Hall of Fame coach. The amount of time that he's been successful with two franchises, the fact that he went to Kansas City and he turned that franchise around to what they are right now, he should be given full credit for that. But I don't need to be told, like Mike Sielski, who says, if you're still hoping Andy Reid and the Chiefs fall on their faces in 2 weeks, you're so tribal and blinkered in your allegiance to the Eagles and so attuned to his shortcomings and imperfections that you can't see him for what he is, a genuinely great coach. I don't know if that's why people don't like him or that's why some people we're going to talk to aren't rooting for him. I don't know. That's not why I'm not rooting for him. I don't care what he did here, right? Like, I don't look at Andy Reid and say, like, oh, man, you lost this or you lost that. That's why I can't root for you. No, I'm fine with Andy Reid being in there. I feel good for him. But it stops at that. I haven't thought about Andy Reid for even a half of a second since that game ended yesterday, except for when people are telling me I need to. That's the difference. You're telling me I need to.
You're to root for Andy.
You're telling me I need to appreciate him more than I do, and I don't.
Maybe you'll come around. Maybe the people will help you come around. My guess is you're going to get worse, and you're going to become a Niners fan within 2 weeks.
888-729-9494.
I mean, you're already rooting for the Titans.
I was rooting for the Titans.
So, like, I mean, you might actually buy Niners gear.
I will not.
The Super Bowl.
I will not because that fraud Sean Stockton of Boys to Men that has Motown Philly, Boys to Men is singing the national anthem in San Francisco.
Yes, he was.
Motown Philly. How can you be Motown Philly? And it just doesn't make sense. And you're a lifelong 49ers fan, that one fraud boy who's now a man. Let's go to Prince in Charlotte, North Carolina. Prince, how are you?
Johnny Marks, what's up?
Hey, man. What's going on?
And what's up, other guy sitting in Ike's chair?
Hello, Prince. Right, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. Let's
Let's get it here. The reason, guess what? Most fans don't really care about Andy Reid because he's no longer here. So my thing is this. If he's not here, why should we care? We don't even care about the current coach and current players here. Like Joe Giglio said, I think, I don't know, how long ago, you said you don't care about Ben Simmons. You don't care about Carson Wentz, the Eagles, and the 76ers. And I think that's what people like me and Mark say. We care about the franchise. We cheer the franchise. Andy is gone.
Yeah, long gone too, you know? It's not like it was,
that's fair.
It was last year.
Prince, I think what you're saying is fair. Like, I think I was saying in the context of, like, they're just players. Like, they come and go. I care about the teams more than I do the players.
Sure.
And, Prince, I agree with you on that. Like, it's more about the Eagles than it is Andy Reid. I'm happy for the guy. I want to see him win.
That's fine. I'm happy for him. But you know what I'll also be happy for? When he was here, he didn't try out Thrash and Pinkston and don't go to Kansas City and all of a sudden want all the speed in the world. That's what I care about. You know what? Guess what? We got Doug and we got Carson right now. It's gonna be him and Mahomes. I hope they're married. I hope they have a good time. But guess what? I'm not gonna feel bad if people like Mike Silski and other fans aren't gonna make me feel bad because I don't cheer for the guy. Let him win what he wins. But all we care about is Philadelphia right now. We're at home looking at draft picks, and Andy is in Florida wearing small shirts about to eat his life away. So why should I care about what Andy is doing? It's about the Eagles.
All right, there he is. All right, Prince, be good, man. I mean, but here's the other thing that's going on. Now we're looking back, and it's like, oh, like this is what you're doing. Like, oh, the Eagles were such a bad franchise. He resurrected, brought them back from the dead. Let's not go overboard.
Well, they were.
They were a bit, but it was so tough to rebuild from losing Andy Reid. They won a Super Bowl in less than 10 years. Right, that's how tough it was to rebound from losing Andy Reid. And I'm telling you, half of the reason why I'm as bitter as I am right now is because of the finger wagging by the Bermans and the Schefters and all those national idiots that told me that you couldn't move on from Andy Reid. You couldn't possibly hire another head coach. And then Chip Kelly fell on his face. And guys like Cowherd, who are like, oh, Andy Reid's a really good coach. Then he loved Chip. Oh, Chip Kelly's a good coach. You know what happens? Then you get a head coach and you win a Super Bowl, and you find out it's not really that hard to find a good head coach. Not if you're a good franchise. Not if you're a good organization. Not if you're a good ownership group. Not if you're a good general manager. You go out and you hire the next guy. Andy Reid lost the Super Bowl here. That was a shining moment, losing a Super Bowl. Right? What are we talking about here? How many NFC Championships games did he lose?
That's but he got to them. Five title games.
And
five title games.
And he lost four of them.
When's the next coach here that will get to five title games? Here's one.
Hopefully
ooh,
none
boy.
Of them.
None.
Hopefully none of them.
None will ever get to five title games.
Hopefully none
I mean,
of them.
What are the odds Doug gets to five title games?
Not very good.
No.
Not very good.
And I like Doug.
Because I don't want him here that long. I don't want him here to go to five title games and lose four of them. Right? Andy Reid, best coach in franchise history. Yes. Andy Reid, when it's all said and done, should you put him in the Ring of Honor or whatever they do down there? Fine with me. Andy Reid, do I look at him and be like, he sucked. He cost the Eagles a Super Bowl. Never have I looked at that. He cost the Eagles a Super Bowl. I mean, in the Super Bowl, he came up pretty small as a head coach. That's for sure. But, like, what are we talking about here? We're going overboard about this. Root for Andy Reid in the Super Bowl all you want. But the finger wagging going on right now, going overboard with Andy Reid, it's like something I've never seen before.
Do you want a Garoppolo jersey by next Friday or a Bosa? What are you going to wear?
Maybe Shanahan?
No, Mostert.
Mostert, okay.
Raheem Mostert. Let's go to Bruce in D.C. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hi, Bruce.
Good topic, man.
Thank you.
Hey, look, I hear your passion, man. I feel a little different about Andy Reid. I'm going to tell you, I'm happy for him. One of the few things that's really talked about, aside from what he has done for the city, is that, you know, during the time he was head coach, I was in the military. And I was in three different places. And Andy Reid, I mean, he nationalized he nationalized the franchise, really put it on the map. I mean, everywhere people were talking about the Eagles. I mean, and basically created a national fan base. So he's done a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things, good arguments on what he didn't do and his failures. But I'm happy for him, and I hope he does win. But if he doesn't, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
I think it's a fair way to put it, not losing sleep. But anyway, what he said there is right about changing the way people talked about the Eagles. The Eagles became a national, a team that was always in the conversation to compete for a Super Bowl once Andy got here. That wasn't always the case.
Yeah, he was an upper-level coach in the NFL, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, he also joined a list of a lot of other coaches that went to the Super Bowl and lost once. I mean, come on, what are we talking about here? Yes, they won double digits almost every year. He had a lot more better, a lot more good here than bad. He did not have a lot of bad. A couple down seasons, that's going to happen. Right, that's going to happen. You know what he also had? He had a pretty damn good quarterback his first however many years in Philadelphia in Donovan McNabb. Right? Would Donovan not have been that level of a quarterback without Andy Reid? I don't know if I believe that.
He wouldn't have been as good without Andy. I mean, he's made everyone better. Alex Smith, Vic, McNabb. I mean, look, I think Mahomes is special, but I also think Andy's a big part of why Mahomes is this good. No one thought he was going to be this good coming out of college. And Andy Reid got him, and look how good he is.
You definitely give him credit for drafting him. And, yeah, you can even give him credit for the development because he didn't win at Texas Tech.
No.
I mean, that's one of the reasons why I look at Cliff Kingsbury getting a job. But it was just like, dude, you lost with Pat Mahomes in college.
And I remember that draft. No one's like, how did Pat Mahomes last the 10th pick? People are like, what are they doing? They're trading up for Pat Mahomes?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, anybody more or less could have had. I mean, I was listening to some Kansas City radio on the radio.com app, and they were talking about,
like?
As you would expect, probably.
Did you see the guy who snuck in a rib into the game yesterday between his jacket?
No. I actually did, yes.
That is so Kansas City,
right? Yeah. I'm sure he enjoyed the rib. But what, like, for maybe the 15 or 20 minutes I was listening, it was actually when I was outside shoveling on late Saturday, but they were talking about how the day of the draft, they thought that when the Chiefs traded up to 10, it was for Deshaun Watson. So everybody started being like, yeah, we got Deshaun Watson.
It's a great college quarterback.
And then they draft Mahomes, and people are like, well, what the hell's going on? Like, why would you do that? Meanwhile, he's the best quarterback in the NFL. And by the way, Watson's pretty special, too.
Yeah, they could have had either. Both would have been good. But but the one they have is amazing.
And the Bears took who that year?
Mitchell
Trubisky. Let's go to Kevin in Alden. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Johnny Mark. Happening, man.
How are you, buddy?
I'm ecstatic for Andy Reid, guy.
Okay.
I'm ecstatic for him. He's the best coach in Eagles history, man. You know, the guy, his problem in Philadelphia was he held on to a weird old quarterback for too long, man. That was the only problem. The guy choked in big games, man. Real talk, man.
Well, the guy really choked in big games. By the way, he
changed his game because he was so thin-skinned that he thought that people would label him a running quarterback instead of him being Donovan McNabb, a runner and a passer. He just changed his whole game and just threw us off for the last couple of years. Then his son died and things went bad, man. So Andy's a good guy, man. And plus, we wouldn't have Doug Peterson without Andy Reid. Come on, man. His footprint is still in Philadelphia.
Well, I mean, how do you know that we wouldn't have Doug Peterson if it wasn't for Andy Reid? I love how everybody connects
the dots.
Well,
he did recommend him to Jeff.
Well, okay.
No one else interviewed Doug. It wasn't like he was a hot commodity.
No one else did, but was Andy really doing that because he wanted the Eagles to have a Super Bowl-winning coach, or was he doing that because he was his offensive coordinator, and that's the right thing to do, especially if you think a coach is going to be good? I mean, we're giving Andy Reid credit for the Super Bowl because he gave the Eagles Doug Peterson.
He also drafted Nick Foles. I mean, we got to give Andy some credit for that.
Well, Andy brought Nick Foles out of retirement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he pointed in the direction of Philadelphia. See, this is what I'm saying.
So just give Andy a ring now. I mean, he gets the Eagles ring. He gets the one coming up in a couple weeks.
If Andy Reid wins the Super Bowl, 2 weeks from now, he wins the Super Bowl and he has the ring and it's the title or whatever, yeah, I'll feel good for him. Just like I feel good for him right now. He's deserving. He's a Hall of Fame level coach. He's deserving if they can go out there and win the game. Right, like I'm not gonna tell you he deserves a Super Bowl. No, he doesn't deserve a Super Bowl. He deserves.
He has to earn the win. They have to earn.
Yeah,
it.
He hasn't earned a Super Bowl yet. He hasn't earned it. He's come up small in big games. Right. I mean, we all of a sudden here to where we kicked his behind out the door, however many years ago. Now we remember him as he was such a great coach. Oh, we didn't treat him properly. I mean, I can't speak for everybody else. I felt like I treated him properly. When he left, it was time for both parties to go in opposite directions. And it's worked out for both organizations. It's worked out for both people.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Chiefs became a relevant franchise again. And like you said, the Eagles already won a Super Bowl. I mean, I think everyone's okay with how things turned out.
Let's go to Bob in Medford, New Jersey. Hi, Bob.
How you doing, guys?
All right.
Don't hang up. I just gotta get this
as
out.
As much time as you need, sir. We're here for you.
I am... I'm about ready. My mind is about ready to explode. I'm on your side. I can't stand Andy Reid. I'm watching the game yesterday, and my wife's getting pissed in the back of the house because I'm yelling every time I see him. The reason is there's three people I despise in this world. I don't hate. I just dislike.
All right.
One's Oprah Winfrey.
All right.
Two is Donovan McNabb. And three is Andy Reid. And what do you think those three have in common?
You're going to tell us. I'm sure of that. What is it, Bob?
They are all about themselves. And I'll tell you one thing else. The thing is about Andy Reid, and I've been an Eagles fan, like a Phillies. I'm 58 years old since I was like 12. Andy Reid, his record, if you look at the first half of his record, was because of Jimmy Johnson. Once, God rest his soul, Jimmy died, look at the record.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
Let me just say, I'm going to get cut off.
Bob, how do you explain what he's done in Kansas City? Jim Johnson was never with him in Kansas City.
I'm not saying he's not a good coach, but he is not going to win next week. You watch what I'm telling you. I don't even gamble, but I'm putting 500 on San Fran. I'm waiting for him to get some more points. He will not win next Sunday, or not this Sunday, but following, excuse me. He will not win, mark my words. And all you fans, like you said, about, like, making me feel bad that I don't like Andy, give me a break. I don't like him. Didn't ever like him. Him and Donovan, I vote for the Eagles on the front. I was so ecstatic when they both left. Woo! Thanks for letting me vent, because I've been hearing a bunch of this crap for all day driving on my day off on MLK Day. Okay?
All right, Bob. Appreciate it, man. Ray of Sunshine, Bob from Medford.
Yeah, Bob's happy today.
What was I didn't hear the morning show today. I was out of my routine. Angelo?
He was not happy.
He was not happy for Andy,
as I
expected.
I heard a little bit, but he hasn't been happy for Andy
whole
time.
I didn't know if he was going to totally turn and be like, you know what? I'm happy for the guy.
I didn't hear enough to know. But my guess is Angelo's not going to flip on Andy. Not that easy. Not after a win over the Titans.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese. 888-729-9494. You heard Bob from Medford.
How was Andy all about himself? Like, what is that even about? He was a coach. Like, I don't understand what about his personality is all about himself.
I think Andy's a good enough dude. I've seen enough people, his former players,
they love him.
Employees, they love him. I mean, this isn't about Andy Reid the person. This isn't about Andy Reid anything other than he's a good football coach. He was a good coach when he was here. He fell short. I'm not mad at him for falling short. The Eagles won a Super Bowl. He did his best. He went to Kansas City. He's back in the Super Bowl. If he wins a Super Bowl, whip-de-doo. I'll be happy for him in 2 weeks, right? I'm not even going to say that he won't. He's got a great team, a great offensive team.
Sure.
Right? We'll see. I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I think it's a really good matchup of a great defense and a great offense. And we have plenty of time to talk about that. But just this whole tone of the city where people are so over the top and Andy Reid love. And I'm reading the articles and I'm seeing the people that are saying, well, if you don't root for Andy Reid at this point, that's about you. Like, no. I mean, so really, I need to actively root for him? That's not the way I operate. Right? There's been very few people that have come through this city since I became an adult. Right? When I was a kid and Curt Schilling left and I didn't realize what a jerk he was or whatever, I rooted for him to win when we went to Arizona because the Phillies were so bad, and I really liked him as a pitcher.
Sure.
He's a great pitcher, right?
That makes sense.
Outside of that, like, rooting for players after they leave, like, no, I'll pay attention. You could go, and I'll pay attention to what you're doing. I have more interest in what you're doing in Kansas City than if some other coach went there. But what are we talking about here? I mean, it's the Super Bowl. It's Andy Reid. How long has he been gone for? It's 2020. For crying out loud.
It's been 7 years.
Yeah, it's been 7 years.
8 years, really.
He's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Chief. If he's there another 8 years, he'll be remembered more in Kansas City than here.
Well, if he wins in 2 weeks, his legacy is Chiefs Super Bowl champion coach.
It's both teams, but if you win in Kansas City and you win about as many games in Kansas City, he'll be remembered more. Started off in Philly, couldn't get the job done, didn't finish it, went to Kansas City and won.
Yeah, his whole legacy could change. It's amazing. If he wins this, and he's still, we were talking about this before the show, he's still pretty young for a coach. Like if he, and he's the best quarterback in the league. If he wins a couple, which I know is hard to wrap your mind around because he has to win one first, but if he wins a couple.
Yeah, but like, with that quarterback, it's easy to see.
No, he could. If he wins a couple Super Bowls, the way we have felt about Andy Reid, 20 years from now, people are not going to understand it. Because he'll be looked at as one of the great coaches of all time with a couple rings on his finger. And people will be like, what? You didn't appreciate it? Like, it, but again, it's different because we watched it here. We watched the beginning of his career. But I'm happy for him, and I want him to win. And I don't understand why anyone would not. Let's go, Andy.
Let's go to Gene in Delaware. Gene, how are you?
What's up, Mark? How's everything, man?
My man, Gene. How are you?
I'm Junior, man.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. What's up, Gene?
Yeah, man, listen. I told you, producer, what is wrong with people, yo? Like, I'm laughing too. Like, you got to be kidding. You're like in your late 50s. I'm not the judging person, so I'm gonna get that straight with everybody. I'm not a judging person, but you should be happy that somebody was a part of our somewhat success. It wasn't into the finish line. We didn't get to the finish line. We didn't get the championship, but he gave us the greatest moments. I was a young, you know, teenager going to high school playing basketball, but I remember the days I used to get the newspaper to see what the Eagles were doing. They gave us the most exciting. And if they would have went a different way, they would have went with Ricky Williams and any other coach. He gave us the greatest opportunity that we got a feeling to win. And for them, they hold those grudges like that. Jesus, Lord have mercy.
I'm with you, Gene. I don't get the grudge thing. Like John doesn't have a grudge. He just doesn't understand the over-the-top stuff. But the Andy grudge thing.
Thanks, Gene.
Like, once the Eagles won the Super Bowl, the Andy grudge thing, that just became like, what are we even upset about?
Yeah,
anymore?
It's over. The whole thing's over. No, not that I would say, like, 2002 was the hardest loss in Philadelphia for me to swallow. I was at the game. It was the final game at the Vet. It just felt like that was it. Like everything fell into place, and then they lost that game. Right, and that was tough. That was a tough game to get over. And then they lose in 2003. They get back in 2004. They lose in the Super Bowl. But that was less about Andy and just more about the disappointment of the team. You know, there was never a grudge about Andy. I was always honest with what I thought Andy was. Andy was very good at building a foundation. Andy was very good at more or less being, up until game day, probably one of the best coaches in the league. But then on game day against the better coordinators and the better head coaches, in a lot of those big games, he struggled. He came up small. And you know what? He did the same thing in Kansas City for a number of years.
He did. The one thing I think might become clear as time goes on, you mentioned the Carolina one, the Tampa one. But other than those games, most of the big games Andy has lost in his career, he hasn't had the better quarterback. Warner was better than Donovan. Brady, better than Donovan. Warner, again, in 08, better than Donovan. When he had Alex Smith, whether it was Ben Roethlisberger or whoever they were playing in the playoffs, Andrew Luck, he didn't have the better quarterback.
He didn't have the talent.
Now he has the better quarterback.
He does.
So, like, I wonder if it's just going to change. I wonder if it's sometimes that simple. Do you have the best quarterback in the game? Most of the time, you win with that guy. He didn't have the best quarterback a lot of those games he lost.
So, Jack, here's a question, right? And you almost needed to do this before he's in the Super Bowl, because now I already know how the poll's going to go, because people don't like Donovan in this town, right? But what were the big losses more about? Was it more about Andy, or was it more about Donovan?
Oh, Donovan.
Was it more about Donovan's play, or was it more about – well, I mean, listen, I'll tell
have
you –
have a blessed evening.
I'll tell you in a couple of those games, Tampa Bay, in fact, that was just a bad game plan by Andy coming out. I mean, trying to throw the ball too much. The offensive line of the Eagles, I know, was furious on the sidelines, wanting to run the ball. And they didn't. Do you think this is all – see, here's what's going to happen now. It's all going to go on Donovan. Donovan was the reason why they didn't win a Super Bowl. And Andy didn't have anything to do with it, right? I think that's how it's going to end up looking.
26-49. 49 attempts, Donovan, in that game.
Yep.
And that was an error.
That was a low-scoring game, too.
Yeah, and you didn't throw the ball 49 times often in 2002. Now it's a little more commonplace, but still, 49 in 2002 was a lot of throws.
On Twitter, MarksReeseWIP, the real tea time says, I could care less. After watching the Chiefs, I'm more mad at Howie and the senior citizen roster he put together for Carson, honestly. So people are watching the game, not happy for Andy, but mad about the – no, I was doing that yesterday. I was watching the speed on that team and thinking, man, the Eagles don't have any of that.
Not even close.
Not even close.
Like, the speed the Chiefs have is just overwhelming. Like, they get around the – like, when Tyreek Hill went around the corner for the touchdown, it was like
– perfectly executed.
As soon as you turn the corner, you just said touchdown.
Yeah, and that's why I don't think it's fair to just label, like, Andy's got the quarterback, he's Andy-proof. I get what people are saying that, and I agree with a lot of that, but the execution on this team – with the players that they have is tremendous. mean, that was just perfect. That was just perfectly executed. Tyreek Hill, the end commits too much. He tries to get him. He can't. Perfectly blocked right in there. I mean, it was it. They have multiple running backs. LeSean McCoy wasn't even active yesterday.
You know, he's not even a big part of it anymore.
Yeah, not at all, really.
I mean, the quarterback he has, the tight end he has, I mean, they're loaded on offense. It's one of the great offense teams of all time, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it'll be remembered that way. I mean, he has the great quarterback. He has maybe a Hall of Fame tight end. And Tyreek Hill, I mean, I don't like that guy, but he's an amazing player.
Amazing player. No, it's unbelievable. And really the turning point of the game was before half where they score the touchdown, and then Tennessee, unfortunately, can't convert first downs.
Gives it back.
They bang him again, and then they have the ball coming out after half. When they gave the ball back right to him right away, I was like, well, this is trouble.
And it has to be deflated. It was 17-7, right? And then they scored. They went down and scored in 2 minutes. It's like the Titans held the ball for half the quarter. Mahomes in it, and they get the ball back, and it's 2 minutes, touchdown, 17-14. It's like, how do you beat them?
You can't. Yeah, it's a problem. You could have a Tennessee showed it with, what was it, like a 9 or 10 minute drive.
Yeah. They held the ball the whole
second quarter.
Yep.
And then they still scored 2 touchdowns, the Chiefs. like that, bang, bang.
That has to be so deflating.
It's unbelievable. So here's how I'll remember the Andy Reid era in Philadelphia, and it's always going to be with Donovan, right? I mean, do we really look at Andy Reid with Michael Vick or with Kevin Cobb for a couple games or whatever?
Or Nick Foles for 10 minutes.
You're always going to look at it with Donovan. I think it was like they always, to me, they always were like one and the same. They were like peanut butter and jelly, right? Because you would get Donovan that's looking over to the sideline being like, should we call timeout here? And Andy's looking over to Donovan McNabb saying, should we call timeout here? They were very much similar to me where they were not very quick on their feet during a game situation. So as much as everybody would say it was Donovan's fault that they didn't have more success as far as NFC Championship games, I'll tell you it's just as much Andy Reid's fault as it is Donovan McNabb's fault in those games. I mean, maybe a little bit more Donovan, but it's pretty close. Let's go to Cleo in Yadin. Cleo!
Hey, how you doing, buddy? Let me speak your phone.
We got you.
Yeah, first of all, happy ML King Day.
You too.
I listen to you guys all the time. Give me a moment, all right? Give me some time, because I got to get this out, all right? And then you can comment, whatever. Just don't hang up. But look, man, I'm ecstatic for Andy, okay? Now, as I don't know what one of you just mentioned, what folk need to be focused on is when I watched the game yesterday, all I'm thinking about is what kind of old roster we have in Philadelphia, because we don't even compete. We don't even compete. So a lot of this is on Howie, okay? But getting back to Andy Reid, you know, I'm speaking in generalities. This is not every Philadelphia fan, all right? But there's a lot of hateration, man, in this city, man. There's a lot. I mean, look. The man made the team, the franchise, relevant. In my opinion, he is indirectly responsible for us winning a chip because he helped to bring Doug Peterson here. Because, as was mentioned, he wasn't a hot commodity when he came here. Not at all. And he did recommend to Jeff Lurie about Doug Peterson. And I give credit to Doug Peterson. Doug Peterson did his thing, and he was a heck of a coach. 2 years ago when we won the Super Bowl. But what we need to be focused on right now, okay, is that we got an old roster, and we don't even compete. It's amazing in 2 years we've become old, but we have. Now, look, we got a running back. We got a good running game. We need to bring some bona fide offensive linemen, replace. Peters has to go. We got to get some bona fide offensive linemen so that we can get established a running game again. And we got to build improvement with San Fran that if you have a running game and a defense, you can throw the ball 8 times in a whole game and get to the Super Bowl. That's what we need to be focused on, okay? I'm ecstatic for Andy. I hope he wins. I'm going to be rooting for him. But, my God, stop the freaking hateration, man. I mean, okay.
I haven't heard any hateration. I've heard nothing but people glowing for him.
Today. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in general. I'm talking about leading up to yesterday's game. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about on other stations. I mean, not on other stations, but
other
on
shows.
Other segments.
Right.
Oh, yeah, other shows. I mean, come on. You know.
Oh, we lost him. All right, Cleo.
I think he was out of gas there.
Yeah, we got you.
On the haters. I mean, he's right about a lot of that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, listen. We're talking about Andy Reid like he went to the Cleveland Browns or the Cincinnati Bengals, and he rescued them from the abyss and turned this into this golden franchise.
I mean, it wasn't far off. I mean, the Eagles stunk.
They won a playoff game in 1995.
Yes.
They won a playoff game a few years before that with Randall Cunningham. They were in the playoffs. They were a perennial playoff team years before that, even without winning a game. There was a period in the 80s where they weren't very good at all.
Right, and the 70s.
Well, in the 70s, they were bad before Dick Vermeil came in here. And then in the 60s, I mean, you're talking about prehistoric times when you go prior to 1980.
Sure, but that's part of it. Like, he did resurrect them. They were garbage. I would make a case he's – hiring Andy Reid is the most important thing the Eagles have done in 40 years. He changed their franchise. As the caller just mentioned, Doug Peterson is here partially because Andy, whether it's 100% or 5 or 10, it's somewhere, like a percentage of Doug Peterson's success.
It was a great hire by Jeffrey Lurie.
Yes, and it wouldn't happen if Andy didn't say, here.
He was a quarterback's coach. He was never a coordinator. Yep. He had this big binder with everything laid out, plans, training camp practice
great
schedules
hire.
And everything else.
Great
hire. Great hire, right? Absolutely, great hire. Mike Zimmer of Minnesota has been a great hire for the Vikings.
Yeah, but not close to Andy.
But my point is that he took a franchise that wasn't a great franchise, but a franchise that had a little bit of success here and there, right? And he was in an NFC Championship game and they lost, right? He's been in the playoffs
the Vikings,
a couple of times.
He's a good coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good coach. Andy Reid's a step above that. But what are we talking about here? Right? We're acting like Andy Reid is a championship coach here in Philadelphia. He's not.
But the way I look at it, I choose to remember as Andy as making the Eagles a top shelf franchise, making them nationally relevant, making it where you wake
the
up.
Gold standard, yes.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. Every year you woke up and you said in August, the Eagles have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year. Most of those years, maybe there was one or two, 99, of course not. At the end, you probably were disenchanted.
2001 for sure, probably. 2002, definitely. 3, 4, 5, yes.
Yeah, you didn't see 5 coming because they fell apart. And then they got back in 08. Like, for most of those years, you felt like the Eagles could win. That, and I'm appreciative of Andy for that. So let's go in. I don't think we could go over the top here with the Andy Love. He changed the Eagles franchise.
Right, but then when he leaves, then now you start over. Now you have Howie Roseman, who was in place when Andy was here. He was a protege of Joe Banner, but obviously just based on how he picks his free agents and his draft picks, it's the same type of blueprint that Andy Reid uses. You pay corners, you pay ends, you pay quarterbacks.
Linemen,
you don't pay running backs. You don't really value wide receivers, which has changed since Andy first came up. No, but the structure of the organization certainly is what Andy laid out. No question about it. I mean, he should get credit for what he did here in Philadelphia. But let's not go overboard with what he did here in Philadelphia. He won a lot of games, as you said, because this was such a bad franchise. So, of course, he's the all-time winning coach here.
Yeah, but we do that with everything, right? It's why we go crazy for Carson Wentz over 4,000 yards. You know why? Because no other quarterback here was that good. Right, so like, that's part of it. So like, we do. Like, if you're the best at something, you get extra credit for it.
Let's go to John in Chester. John, how are you?
I'm doing fine, guys. Doing fine.
Thank you.
Look, the way I look at it is, once you done came through and wore the Eagles green, you get credit, you know, with me. You know what I mean? No matter where you go after that. But let me ask you this. How far away is Big Red from Vermeil? Is it not the same or what?
Like overall, like you mean as an Eagle coach?
Yeah, as an Eagle coach and an Eagle love. Look, Vermeil, he left and he got a Super Bowl and he's revered for like forever. Why isn't it the same?
Well, John, it's a great point. And to your point, when Dick Vermeil left and he did TV for all those years, all you saw were billboards of him all over the city endorsing products, whether it was he Blue Cross and Blue Shield and maybe a copier company or something like that. And I'll tell you where I'm a fraud. I rooted for Dick Vermeil
with
the Rams in the Super Bowl. I did. You're right. I absolutely did. I was rooting for him to win. So it's a good point by you.
Dick Vermeil didn't accomplish half of what Andy Reid did here.
Well, because he didn't have the same longevity that he did.
Yeah, but he wasn't as good of a coach in the time he was here. He was 54-47. And he took over a bad situation too. Took him a little time. He got it going. I mean, I love Dick Vermeil.
And then he was out. No, yeah. Dick Vermeil's not the best coach in franchise history.
But it is an interesting point. Whenever Dick comes on, it's like the legendary Eagles coach
Dick
Vermeil.
We love him.
But Andy's still polarizing to an extent. It's not 99-1 on the poll. Like, it's not like...
He is polarizing. No,
yeah,
he is.
It's amazing.
And if you would ask the same question last year after he lost in the playoffs, it would be a much different looking poll.
Sure.
People would have been reveling in the fact that his team lost.
Ha-ha, he did it again.
Well,
he blew it again.
The Eagles never won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Well, that changed everything.
That's what it comes down to. And I think one of the reasons why I rooted as much as I did for Dick Vermeil was because I didn't even know what a Super Bowl was about. You know, like, to me, that was almost half – that was almost, like, part of it. It was like, I was like, I want a Super Bowl.
Oh, he was carrying it on with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the city.
Yeah, for the city. Because he would come back here. He didn't become he didn't live in St. Louis. He was still living here.
Yeah, we don't need that hook anymore. That hook's gone. Andy's not winning it for Philadelphia. Andy's winning it for Andy. And are we happy for him?
Yeah.
He doesn't need to win it for Philadelphia.
Yeah, if the Eagles hadn't won a Super Bowl, I'm really curious to how most people would feel.
It would definitely not be like this.
Mm-mm.
So people would be mad. I would actually probably be happy for him if we hadn't won a Super Bowl. But now that we won a Super Bowl, I'm just like, whatever. Like,
yeah, I think we would hear, if the Eagles hadn't won, we'd hear, Andy better not win it before here, not before the Eagles.
Oh, you're
he
right.
Better not get one.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese, 888-729-9494. We'll carry on this conversation, continue it right after this. Also, what did we learn from an Eagles perspective from the games this weekend? Not great games. Right?
Both blowouts, really.
Yeah, not great games. You knew early in the second half that the Chiefs game was going to go a certain way.
At least the Titans gave you a quarter and a half. The Packers didn't even do that.
No. No, they gave you pretty much nothing. They were a fraud. Packers were a fraud. They didn't belong there. They were lucky. They had some good regular season wins, and they had home field. 888-729-9494. Happy for Andy? Overly happy for Andy? Wagging your finger for people that aren't happy for Andy? We'll talk about it. That's what Giglio's doing today. And also, this weekend, what does it tell you about the Eagles? What did we learn? Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.